Friday, March 15th. My buddy from college is in town with his family. They're staying at Reserva Conchala Hotel, about 10 minutes from my house. Very, very close, reasonable. It's in this area where a lot of people I know actually live. He's with his wife and two kids. They're here for 3 nights. They were in other parts of Costa Rica before now. And, you know, leading up to this, like, all right, when are we going to hang out? What do you want to do? And, you know, I threw out maybe I would just swing by last night, their first night here, and just by myself when the kids, you know, are heading to bed, and just say what up, hang out with him for a little bit. And then Friday, today, you know, maybe we do all family stuff where you guys come out to the restaurant Gracia at our spot and we all meet each other and hang out and whatever. So he's like, yeah, cool, very flexible. And then last night, he had like 5:45 dinner reservations, and the community that he's in is tough to get into. Like, they're just very strict at the door. And then within that, there are multiple hotels, and the one he's in happens to be an all-inclusive. So long story short, while he was at dinner and I was like, all right, hey, I'm finishing up here, what's your story? He had talked to someone who said, oh, you basically can't come unless you have a day pass. Or without going into all the details, you know, it started to get very annoying. And then he was like switching hotel rooms, so I didn't hear from him for a half hour. Like, it ended up just getting later and later. And like, normally at this point in my evening, I'm like getting ready to put the boys to bed, and I'm putting on my, you know, comfortable clothes and settling in for the evening, and almost never go out at night here. Point being, it was very easy. The opportunities were plentiful to say, you know what, we'll just see you tomorrow with the family, and like, let's just, you know, go relax and I'll just chill here and whatever. I didn't do that. And I didn't leave my house until I think 8 o'clock, which is very late here, right? The sun goes down at 6. It's, you know, everyone's done by then. Said goodnight to the kids and I said, fuck it, I'm going. Even though there's a big part of me that was like, I just want to be on my couch right now. I went, met his family. I had met his wife before. I went to his wedding, you know, 15 years ago, whatever. First time met his kids. And then they went to bed and I just hung out with my boy for, you know, another hour until like, I don't think I left till like 10:30, had a couple drinks. And on my way home, and, you know, the reason that I'm bringing this up and telling it in this way, on my way home, I was like, even though it was past my bedtime, I had alcohol, I came home and like ate like an idiot, even though I knew I was going to, didn't get up and go to the gym before school like I wanted to this morning, like I usually do on Fridays before I take the boys to school, I mean, but I did. Well, I'll tell you about that later. I said to myself, I'm really glad I did that. And why did I say that? It's because this friend lives in outside of 25 minutes outside of Baltimore. He's probably not going to come to Costa Rica again anytime soon. I live here. And if I'm not here, I'm certainly not in Baltimore. So like, realistically, how many times am I going to be able to hang out with him again? Like, literally ever. And especially just like one-on-one, just chilling in a tropical paradise with some tequila. Like, you can certainly count them on one hand. And like, the answer may be, like, the over-under is 0.5. Let's put it at that. We don't know if it'll ever happen again in that setting. So I'm very happy I did it. And then today, his family came. We all hung out with my family at Gracia, and that was very nice too. Anyway, don't let these opportunities pass by when it's something or someone that you care about.